Can you tell me more about cerebral palsy?
Yes, of course. So, look, cerebral palsy is a physical disability that affects movement and posture. It's actually as a result of damage to the brain. It's lifelong, and it's known that there's no known cure for cerebral palsy. So the effects of cerebral palsy can be from quite mild, perhaps just a weakness in a hand or a foot, through to more complex impacts where you may have your upper body affected and your lower body affected, as well as having difficulty controlling your head movement.
Cerebral palsy is the most common physical disability in Australian children. Why isn't this more common knowledge?
Yeah, look, you're right there. And look, what we know is that one in 500 babies will be born with cerebral palsy, and that in fact, currently in Australia, there's approximately 34,000 people living with cerebral palsy. So that's one of the really exciting things about us running this month-long event in September. We can actually use this as an opportunity to get people talking about cerebral palsy, get people going to our website, looking at the September website, so they can learn a little bit more about what cerebral palsy is and how their fundraising can support the really important services and research that we're providing to support people living with cerebral palsy.
The confusion and guilt experienced by parents after their child is born with CP must be horrible. What are the kinds of support out there for new parents raising a child with CP?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so again, look, this is where our, September and its fundraising to support our services is really, again, very important in terms of being able to provide those critical early diagnosis, support, information and resources. So we have a whole range of material available through our organisation to provide families with information about what to expect now, with cerebral palsy and what the future may be for them and for their child, and again, a range of services that we have available to support the emotional well-being needs of the family in terms of their understanding the diagnosis, how to share that news with their families and friends, as well as information about the really important early intervention therapies that that they can start to support their child, optimise the opportunities for them in their development.
Tell us more about the September challenge in September.
Yeah, so September is a month long challenge. It's, as I said, in the month of September, where participants get to raise funds while tracking their daily steps. So while you're raising money for cerebral palsy, you're also having an opportunity to focus on your health and well-being, because we know that if you can do 10,000 steps a day, that can make a difference to your health. The great thing with this event is that it is for all ranges of fitness levels. So even if you're not a great one for walking or running, the calculator that's available on the September website can calculate a range of physical activities into the equivalent steps. So if you like yoga or swimming, or perhaps you're participating in wheelchair rugby, you can enter the information around the time you spent on that activity, and it will actually calculate it to the equivalent steps. So it's actually an event that everyone, no matter what your fitness level, can participate in. It's also a great event to do as a team, where you can work with families and friends or your work colleagues to have a bit of fun, motivate each other, while at the same time, doing the fundraising to support cerebral palsy.
So, and for the future of cerebral palsy, are we positive in searching for a cure in Australia?
Absolutely. And look, the funds that will be raised through the September campaign will be contributing towards some really critical research that we are supporting both here in Australia, and international research that is researching the therapies, the interventions and the causes of cerebral palsy. So it's very, really, really critical that we get that fundraising up and going, so that we can continue to support that really critical work that's happening right now.
And how can people register for the challenge?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's really easy. You just get your team together, go online, go to www.steptember.org.au, register your team and start moving.